little Ben and Kelly court action. Relationship court, if you will. Got this from Reddit, but she says...
A guy I'm talking to long distance was supposed to come visit me, but something came up. He ended up canceling.
Mm-hmm.
So in a spur of the moment, I decided I'd go to him instead.
Okay.
Bought my flight. He booked a hotel.
Okay.
Well, now actually having time to think and process, I feel like I'm just being desperate.
Mm.
So I'm so mad at myself for wanting to travel 2 hours by plane to someone I'm just talking to and there might not be a future with. So now all I can think about is canceling. Should I?
Okay, a little relationship court here. What should she do? Cancel?
Okay.
She thinks she's being desperate.
I was on board with her desperate thinking.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm reading right, he booked the hotel.
I was going to say, if she had booked the hotel, I think I would have felt a little bit more like it was justified. But he's on board. He's like, right. He's not thinking it's desperate. He's like, all right, exactly. This is cool.
Yeah. So the fact is that A, he knows about it, and B, he participated and helped to plan the trip by booking her a hotel, which also I think is polite because he's not presuming she's going to stay with him.
Right.
So I think that's also, I feel like this is good. It'd be a completely different story if she had done all this planning and basically maybe even didn't even tell him about it, was going to try to surprise him.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
That would be, I think, a little on the desperate side. But I feel like this is good because he booked the hotel means he's on board.
Right. I don't necessarily think that's desperate.
I don't think so either. I mean, you had plans to see each other.
Okay.
And so he couldn't come to you. You decided to just switch the plan. You go to him. The plan was still to see each other.
Right. And so you
so I think you're good.
So you made that work. You are a decision maker.
Yes.
And you turned a no into a yes.
You're going with the flow even.
Right.
Right?
I like that. I like that as a response. And now
I wouldn't cancel.
Have you ever done something spontaneous that backfired?
I drove 2 hours for a date once.
Yeah.
And then didn't end up going, seeing that person ever again.
Yeah. I mean, I like, as far as dating goes, you know, I'm limited because I've been with my wife for so long. Sorry,
you were going to add another descriptive word.
I was going to add a clarifier, but I didn't need one. I've been with her for so long. But, but people would always say, you're doing what? Because when I moved 3.5 hours away, and we were still dating, we tried to do long distance, I was bound and determined to make this thing work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, like, every weekend, every other weekend, I would drive the 3.5 hours. A lot of times I would leave right after my shift was over at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd drive overnight and I'd go, you know, to see her. And people that I worked with were like, why are you doing? So they thought that was a little bit like desperate sort of thing, I guess.
Or romantic.
Or romantic. That's right, Kelly. Look,
Who's
got the last laugh now?
Exactly. And that's what you can tell all of them now. You should probably follow up. Trish says, if she's going to his town, why do they need a hotel? Well, and again, I think that could be...
Yeah, maybe, you know, safety. Just, and I was going to say, she said talking to, not
right,
dating.
Right, because this is literally like the first time that they're seeing each other. So I feel like that is appropriate.
Yeah.
And then she says, was he going to stay at a hotel if he came to her?
Oh, yeah.
She's got a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm assuming, I would think yes. If you are just seeing this person for the first time and mm-hmm. you've just been talking, I would feel weird having them, because until you have more of an in-person rapport, I think it's appropriate to do the hotel.
Dan says, as a matter of fact, if it were me, I would think, wow, this girl really likes me. It would mean a lot, in my opinion.
Yes.
The fact
that she's making an effort to, you know, pivot and try to do a plan B to make sure we can still see each other, I think is a big deal. And again, he booked the hotel, so he's on board with it.
Right.
And I think that right there should tell her, not desperate, go ahead and do the trip and then see if it's going to work out.
All right. I want to hear the most like spur of the moment thing you've done for love. Spur of the moment, maybe quote, desperate thing that you've done for love.
Oh, is it romantic or desperate?
Is it romantic or desperate? Yes.
If it worked out or not will be the answer.
Well, I guess that would be the answer. Yes, exactly. All right. I want to hear your stories. All right. 502-795-1997. We'll do those coming up. Flying to meet a guy you're just talking to on 997DJX. Is it desperate, question mark? Is it cool? What are some of the more spontaneous or desperate things that you've done in the name of, quote, love?
Which, by the way, in that it was not desperate, we determined, because he booked the hotel. He was going to be flying to see her, but couldn't. So she just like, okay, I'll just go see you.
Yeah.
So not desperate. Go ahead. Make the trip. Got a text. I'm listening to your show with a question about the girl who's flying to see someone. I flew from South Carolina to Seattle, Washington. Did it after a single date. Best decision I ever made.
Wow.
Stayed with him and his parents.
Aw.
Went to a Mariners game with him and his family. Didn't work out long term, but it was totally worth it.
Wow. That's
okay,
bold.
Then.
I like that.
Yep.
I like that.
Tattooed Mexican also texted, met my wife on Facebook. I lived in Arizona. She was in Indiana. 2 months into talking over text and calls, she flew out to Washington State, but made it to where she had an 8-hour layover to Arizona. So that meant so that we could meet up. From there on out, I spent over $15,000 in a year's span from flying her out to Arizona or me flying to Indiana, food, hotels, 13-month long distance relationship. Then I moved to Indiana.
Dang. I was going to say
so that worked out.
Yeah, I was going to say long distance relationships, sometimes they can get pricey, especially if you are a plane flight as opposed to a drive away.
They've been together 9 years, married.
Text to from a listener, booked a $300 last minute flight just to surprise him, and he wasn't even home.
Oh, no. See, that's where the surprises can go awry. If you're going through all the effort and then they're not even there.
Yep.
Another message, drove 3 hours in the middle of the night just to talk things out after a fight. He was asleep.
Well, yeah, that's when you wake him up for sure.
He probably didn't want to talk at that point.
But then there's this one, got a tattoo we joked about after getting together. He ghosted me a week later. Oh my gosh. Do you think he thought, oh wow, she crazy?
Yeah, I bet that was probably the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, it's like, oh wow.
Got a message, baked his mom a cake after meeting her once because she seemed nice.
Aw.
She thought I was unhinged.
Come on now. It's baking, that's being nice. It's being nice.
Okay.
These are the I guess spontaneous or random things that you've done in the name of love. Got another message from a listener, sent a full-on singing apology video.
Oh, no, no, no.
When
no,
I thought
no,
I had no. messed up, like Disney princess-level cringe.
Oh, but did it work?
Did it work? Yes,
that's
exactly.
What
that's what
know.
We need to know. Did
I'm
it work?
I'm choosing to think it did.
Yeah.
Another message, downloaded Fortnite, played for 6 hours just to impress him. I still don't know what I was doing.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if he's really into Fortnite, and that's a... Oh, that was a while ago, I guess, right? When Fortnite was pretty big.
And I guess that's when you're just trying to...
I guess...
Share interests.
Right. Share interests.
Yeah.
Yes. Just trying to share interests.
Like me going golfing for my husband.
See, there you go. There
and
you go.
I got hit by a golf ball on the first time on a course.
Oh, you poor thing. All right, we'll get to one more here. Once said, I love you first via Venmo description on a $15 pizza payment.
What in the world?
That is so good. I love you.
Comments on Venmo, I don't think you can. I've never tried, but I don't think
you can. Oh, no, Venmo, yeah. And you can see people in your contacts what they write. So everybody in the contacts could see that.
Oh, no.
One said, I love you first via Venmo description on a $50 pizza payment. That's great. That's great.
But did he say thank you?
Oh, my gosh. Too? That is so great.
Choosing to think he did.
All right. Thank you for those stories. That's good. It's 99.7 DJX.